The Oak and the Reed, an Aesop fable retold in verse by Jeffreys Taylor. Hello, this is Richard, and I'm here with an ancient story about an oak tree and a reed. Just in case you don't know, a reed is a thin and slender plant that grows in watery places. Which do you think would survive best in a fierce storm? The wind was high, the thunder loud, the lightning flashed from cloud to cloud, when an old oak, whose aged form ere now had witnessed many a storm, had borne the brunt and still withstood the wind, the lightning and the flood, was torn up from his roots at last by one tremendous wintry blast. Then headlong to the stream descended, his ancient pride and glory ended. The ample waters soon conveyed the oak tree from his well-known shade. Then unknown, naked hills were seen, with rude and dreary wilds between. And by the river's oozy edge grew weakly reeds and languid sedge.
"Strange," thought the oak, "permit the fable, that plants so slender should be able thus to survive the stormy day, which made my stubborn limbs give way."
A reed just bending with the storm, then to the oak inclined its form, and thus it whispered,
"Aged friend, I do not break because I bend. I find it best, while troubles last, to bow beneath them till they're past."
Thus spoke the trembling reed and ceased, for now the windy storm increased. Then to the earth it bowed its head, proving the truth of what it said. Meanwhile the oak, with quickened sail, was hurried onward by the gale, and scarce had time allowed to say,
"You're right,"
ere he was borne away. The moral, no doubt, you've already found out, since the fable has lent its assistance. For in trouble, 'tis clear, they've most reason to fear, who make the most stubborn resistance. And that was Aesop's Fable of the Oak and the Reed, retold in verse by Jeffreys Taylor. And it was read by me, Richard Scott, for StoryNori.com. And Bertie says that if you've ever been for a walk in the park the day after a great storm, you've probably seen some tall and strong trees that have been blown over by the wind. Sometimes, when the force is great, it pays to be a little bit flexible and bendy, like the reed. For now, from me, Richard, goodbye.